50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
And you better have that same energy on Monday that you have all week, okay?
Absolutely.
Hit the ground running.
There you go.
No need to wake up this morning and feel like, oh, it's Monday, woe is me. No, it's life. Be happy to have one, okay?
That's right.
You could be dead right now.
Okay, that's true.
That's reality of the situation.
There you go. Well, good morning to everybody. Hopefully you had a great weekend.
I did.
What you do?
I was in Columbia, South Carolina, dropping the Clues bombs for the 803. I was at the 20th anniversary of the Columbia Black Expo, you know, doing what I do, a lot of book trapping. So I did a moderated book event for my book, Black Privilege Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. And I did a signing. And Mayor Stephen Benjamin gave me the key to the city.
Now I heard that
Columbia,
that key
South
opened up Chick-fil-A on Sunday. Is there any truth to that?
That is a fact.
That is a fact.
You
okay.
can open up Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Okay, I'm
with
excited
the key
about that.
To the city. So.
Well,
yes.
Congratulations about that.
Thank you to the mayor, Steve Benjamin, for presenting me with that. So I got my own day in Columbia, South Carolina. Now
nice.
I have the key to the city.
Nice. Now, congratulations. Now, I was in Boston over the weekend, and then I just relaxed at home, just chilled with the family. I went out with the wife and went on a date night without the kids. We just had a nice date. Not expensive, just a nice little, just us time.
I did a family date yesterday, because I never saw Hidden Figures.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's on regular TV now, or cable or whatever. So, we watched Hidden Figures as a family yesterday.
Oh, and you know what I do on Sunday now? Every Sunday, I watch a movie that I grew up on that I show my kids. So first week was Paid in Full.
You can't, no. See, you wildin'. Stop it.
What? It's my daughter. She's 15.
15?
And my son is 13.
Right. When she wanna date a drug dealer from Harlem, it's your fault. Just know that. When she starts getting when she's attracted to drug dealers from Harlem, okay, it's your fault. Just know that.
All right.
That lifestyle looks very fly.
That was the first week. Last night, we watched Boys in the Hood.
Why?
These are just classic movies that I picked the first 2 weeks.
Let them watch Malcolm X.
Well, we're going to do Malcolm X.
Why Boys in the Hood and Paid in Full? By the way, I love Boys in the Hood and Paid in Full, but I'm not letting my daughters watch Boys in the Hood
at 15?
No, for
yes,
what?
Yes.
No.
Now, you got to show them Menace to Society also.
I'm going to show them every movie that I grew up as a child watching. I'm going to show them, no matter what. New Jack City.
Man, your daughter's going to be so attracted to thugs in a minute.
I'm showing them all those movies
Lord
that I grew
have
up
mercy.
On.
Jesus Christ, Andrew.
All the Terminator movies, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Rocky movies, but we starting off in the hood, so
all
I think next week is going to be New Jack City.
Oh, God. All right.
I
can't tell you how to raise your kids. All right, you know.
At what age did you see those movies?
First of all, it don't matter because my parents didn't show them to me.
Well,
all right? I saw them in the street.
I'd rather watch with my kids. And now they know. They were scared of the whole drug dealer movie. When homie cut the boy's thumb off, my daughter was, oh, my gosh, she was livid.
Did you tell her it was based on a true story?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Well, anyway, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we're talking about.
We are going to talk about Donald Trump. He was in Saudi Arabia. And I don't know if you guys saw him doing the traditional sword dance.
No, I didn't.
That was awkward.
Mm-mm.
But we'll tell you what he has to say now. I guess he's trying to make sure he's good in the Middle East.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Here's Goosebumps. It's Travis Scott. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Howdy, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Back to the work week. It's a Monday.
I saw a picture of Travis Scott. He had Kylie Jenner and Chipotle.
Well,
see, that's what I'm talking about. Tiger was going broke, trying to show her the finer things in life, even though she could afford way more than Tiger can.
Mm-hmm.
And look at Travis taking it to Chipotle, thugging out. Drop on the Clues bombs for Tiger, damn it.
My goodness.
Okay. I mean, Travis Scott, not Tiger.
All right, well, let's get into some front page news.
It's
not the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, now let's talk NBA playoffs. Now, Boston beat the Cavs last night, 111-108. The Cavs were up by 21. won. They should have definitely won that game.
That's a closer game than you thought it was going to be, huh?
They were up by 21. Like, I mean, and Isaiah Thomas was out. I thought for sure they were going to blow
it up. Everybody was like, I'm not watching that game. It's not even worth it.
And I watched it. It was a good game.
Isaiah Thomas didn't play, and they came out to the Monstar music. Like, LeBron James should be ashamed of himself. What happened there? I didn't even watch the game. What happened?
They were up 21, then all of a sudden, they were up 21 in the third quarter. Mm. Fourth quarter, Boston just got on fire. What's the tall white boy's name?
Yurepko.
Yurepko, that's the name. He is
Larry
a beast.
Bird.
Yeah, Larry Bird, pretty much. He got in their head so crazy, was pushing them around, was being a bully, and they just turned the game around, and then they won with a last-minute three-pointer. So congratulations to Boston. Now, let's talk Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump was in Saudi Arabia, and he was there on Sunday. He's kind of changing his tune a lot. I guess he wants to appeal to the Muslim people by letting them know that he is only against extremists. Here's what he had to say.
America will not seek to impose our way of life on others, but to outstretch our hands in the spirit of cooperation and trust. I stand before you as a representative of the American people to deliver a message of friendship and hope and love.
I want the Middle East to know Donald Trump doesn't represent me, though. Just want to throw that out there.
He also said it's not a battle between different faiths, different sects, or different civilizations. He said it's a battle between barbaric criminals who seek to obliterate human life and decent people all in the name of religion. People that want to protect life and want to protect their religion. This is a battle between good and evil.
But you can't generalize all Muslims in the process, though, which he does.
Yes, which he has historically done. So they're not completely open, of course, to Donald Trump and not completely trusting. They said it's an attempt to set a new and more productive tone in relations, but that one speech cannot outweigh years of anti-Muslim rhetoric and policy proposals.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Donald Trump was even over there. I think that was green screen.
What?
I think that whole thing was CGI.
I saw him doing the sword dance. That was crazy.
I don't think he was really over there. He got heart. But the way he treats Muslims in this country,
he got
the way
he's
talking about Muslims, he got heart to go over there.
He don't care.
I don't think he was really there. I think it was CGI, I'll be honest.
Now, lastly, Notre Dame students walk out.
Yes, they actually walked out because Vice President Mike Pence was giving their graduation ceremony commencement address. And there was a group that was organized that was protesting that. A lot of the kids that were protesting actually wore rainbow-colored accessories in solidarity with LGBTQ politics. But, of course, there were people there who were applauding. They actually booed the people that were protesting, but it was peaceful.
Okay. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Maybe you had a bad weekend. You're upset. You want to vent a little bit. Or maybe it was your birthday weekend. Maybe you had a great weekend. Maybe everything was iry. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us. Or if you're having a great day, call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Big Rich.
Big Rich, where you at, bro?
Yo, I'm mad Charlamagne hating on the movies right now, man.
I'm not hating on the movies. I'm hating on letting you don't let your 15-year-old daughter watch them. Not now.
Yeah, man. Yo, you can't shelter them from the real world, my dude.
They see way worse stuff on the internet.
That's not the real world. It's depictions of the 80s. And what are you talking about?
Well, if you don't know what we're talking about.
It's based on a true story.
Every Sunday, I watch movies with my daughter. And the past 2 weekends were my Sunday to pick the movies. And I picked Paid in Full and Boys in the Hood. Those are the two movies.
Listen, man, right now you got James Baldwin, I Am Not Your Negro on. You can always throw in the autobiography of Malcolm X. We'll get to Selma. We'll get to The Birth of a Nation.
We'll get those. We're doing old movies, movies I grew up on. And we'll get to those in time.
But I feel you. Those are classics.
Those are classics. Hood classics.
Classic.
Hood classics.
Classics, bro.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? You're welcome.
All right, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Allie. How are you all this morning?
Allie, good morning. You mad this morning?
I am mad at Charlamagne the God.
What I do now, baby?
I've met you a few times, and I have followed you. I've followed your directions to get in contact with you. I wrote a book review on Black privilege, and you have not answered my DM.
What you say on your DM,
mama? What do you DM me at?
I DM'd you at Be the God on Twitter.
On Twitter.
I didn't see no DM.
All right, what did you want, mama?
Well, I'm calling to see when he'll be available to have a one-on-one discussion with me.
Oh, Allie, I did. Yes. I retweeted your review, Allie.
You did, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's not a one-on-one.
She wants
discussion.
A one-on-one. When are you going to give her a one-on-one?
Whenever she wants it, baby.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Reach out to the people on my IG, and we'll make it happen. Tell them you spoke to me on the radio.
Where
we'll
you from?
On IG?
Yes.
Where you from?
I am actually from South Carolina, but I live in New York now.
Okay. All right, mama.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got you, boo. You know I hold my South Carolina people down.
I know it. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good morning.
You all too. Right. Tell them why you're mad or tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, Mama Sparks.
Hey, what's your... Oh, okay, Mama. Why are you mad this morning?
I'm mad because I had a long weekend. I'm hoarse because I'm tired. I miss Charlamagne in Columbia, South Carolina, so I'm very pissed about that.
Oh, we had a good time at the Black Expo.
On Friday night, we went to the Taste of Black Columbia, and it was no good. It was nothing like last year, so I was mad about that. We left there. We went to a music farm and saw the Robert Randolph show. It was a great show. I was with my sister and my boyfriend. So after the show, my sister wanted to go and meet him and all that. So we sitting on the bus, the tour bus with the band, and my boyfriend comes and knocks on the window.
Oh, that's right. Get your groupie ass off the bus.
Yeah, that's kind of right.
I'm not a groupie.
You look like one. You look like one on the bus waiting for Rupert, whoever.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what my boyfriend thought, that I looked like a groupie, but I was just sitting there going, I'm upset because I need to get to my boyfriend. So I got embarrassed. I walked off the bus, and so I'm, like, asking my sister, are you coming? Are you coming? But she all starstruck, so I left.
Did she have sex
and
with
then,
the guy?
Who, my sister?
Yeah.
I wasn't there. No, she did not, because she's listening. She said nothing happened.
Okay.
She's listening.
So
she's listening.
Okay, so I get to the sidewalk, and my boyfriend's like, you can just go back on the bus, and he left me standing on the sidewalk. So then he goes around the block, and he said, oh, I forgot to give you and your sister's purse. Here's all your stuff.
Damn.
So I said, open the door. Please open the door, because now I'm standing out, and I know everybody on the bus is watching. So he felt sorry for me, and he opened the door. I got in. And we left. Okay, my son, who's a DJ, he's DJing, and I'm texting him, like, come and get me. When he comes to get me at 3 in the morning from my boyfriend's house, now I gotta go and check on my sister, because I still don't know if she's okay or not.
She was okay.
This is a mess.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This sounds like Columbia, South Carolina.
She was okay. She was okay, except for if I had not gone home, if I had gone home without her and something happened to her, then my mom and dad would have blamed me.
Well, yeah.
You know, even though we all grown.
Now, once again, who is this all over again? Whose bus was it?
Robert Randolph and the family.
I have no
who
idea
is
who
Robert
that
Randolph
is.
And the family?
The Big DM must have did that show.
Well, how old are you, mama?
No. You gotta look him up.
How old are you?
Okay, I'm looking him up. Robert Randolph.
How old am I?
Yes.
And the family. It's
I'm
a funk and soul band.
How old is she?
She's 46.
Oh, yeah, the
I'm
Big
46.
DM did that show. Big DM is the Urban AC station in Columbia.
No, at the music farm, at the music farm.
Oh, okay.
And let me say real quick, I saw you at the white party in Columbia.
I was there for a second. Salute to my guy, Chris. And I just want to tell you, you're too old to be on people's tour bus, bro.
Yeah, you definitely too old to be on people's tour bus, mama.
Wait a minute. I went on there because my sister asked
Stop blaming it on your sister.
You ain't want to get off.
Listen, real quick, that wasn't all. So I didn't get any rest all night on Saturday night.
Because
I got her back home and everything. And so on Saturday, my son plays at a Coast Sprite. So I get to the club. I'm meeting him there.
Lord.
I got the equipment.
So your son.
He didn't come on time.
Who's your son?
My son is Starks the DJ.
Starks the DJ?
My goodness. This is too much going on, Mama. This is too much.
You know your son going to text you today and say, Mama, you sound like a thot on the Breakfast Club this morning.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
I sound like a what?
Nothing, I love you, baby.
You
I love you.
Morning.
Metro 803.
Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. Now, what's the guy's name? Rampart Rudolph?
Robert Rudolph.
Oh, my goodness.
Columbia,
right.
Reel that in, man. Jesus Christ.
We got rumors coming up.
I guess we do. We're going to be talking about the Billboard Awards that was happening last night. That was in Vegas. Everybody kept calling me like, are you in Vegas? Are you in Vegas? I didn't realize the Billboard Awards were in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking about Trick Daddy as well. Now they're trying to say that he's been having some issues with his home, according to Bossip.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
The Billboard Music Awards were last night, and Drake broke all kinds of records. He made history. He actually won 13 awards. Now, prior to that, the most awards in one night at that show was from Adele, who won 12 awards back in 2012. So this year, Drake won 13.
Now, what did I miss? Nice. I thought Drake didn't do award shows anymore.
Well, he hasn't been doing them in quite some time, but I guess this one he felt like he needed to be
there.
He
knew he was winning 13.
Yeah, if you're going to give me 13, I'll show
up. You got to go.
Yeah.
10 of them were actually before the show was televised, and then he won 3 during the actual televised part of the show. Here's what he said when he went to accept his award.
We're all here on Earth for a limited amount of time, and we got to show love while we're here. So tonight, I want to say, Vanessa Hudgens, you look incredible tonight. I want to say, Ludacris, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye, but I've always been a big fan of yours, man. I got a lot of love for you. I want to let you know that face to face while I'm still here. I want to say, Nicki Minaj, I'm so glad we found our way back because I love you and I could never, ever, ever see it any other way. I want to say, Lil Wayne, if it wasn't for the risk you took, none of us would be here tonight. And I want to say, my dad got on a purple suit with purple shoes. Boy, if you don't stop.
Drake has already followed Vanessa Hudgens and liked her picture, by the way. Can you smash a guy after he makes it so public, though? Like after he gives you a shout out on stage, follows you and likes you, can you still give him something? Would
it's
you feel
Drake.
Comfortable still giving him something?
Drake
well,
goes
don't
hard.
We're going to have a whole lot more from the Billboard Music Awards throughout this morning.
We have the clip what Luda said about Drake when he was on The Breakfast Club, too, while Drake even said that.
How did you feel when he said your name in that How About Now? When he said he was playing his music for the chicken, the chicken was like, oh, turn that off. You listen to Ludacris?
Yeah, you know
was that
what?
A shot?
That,
I don't know.
Nah, you know what's crazy is I think it's a little bit of a true story behind that. His girl at the time, with all due respect, was probably doing a little bit more than that. But it's a true story, and I think that's why he said that. And it was a chick in Toronto, and at the time, I didn't even know that she was, you know, I guess his.
Didn't know, yeah.
I didn't know Lewis what was going
Smash
on.
Drake's
but
girl, man, my goodness.
It's not his fault. He didn't know.
Absolutely. I did not know.
I wouldn't like Luda for that either if he smashed my girl.
Come on now.
You think he
it's
really,
not his
you
fault.
Really
That's
think Aubrey cares at this point?
Back then he did, I'm sure.
I mean, he is a waffle-colored Negro, so he could hold on to that pettiness.
Well, congratulations to Drake. And Celine Dion performed. It was the 20th anniversary of Titanic also. So people were crying, so that happened. And Diddy went on stage. It would have been Biggie's birthday. So it would have been Biggie's 45th birthday, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So Puff went on stage, and here's what he had to say.
They changed the game of hip-hop forever. Biggie was the best rapper I ever had a chance to work with. Watching him and seeing him work is something that words can't explain. But there's a reason why I'm up here tonight. Because tonight and today is Biggie's 45th birthday. Can you please get about your seats? Can you please get about your seats?
Biggie's Puffy said a line, because after that they showed his documentary, and he said a line, and I don't know why this line inspired me so much, but he said, I don't want the Chrysler that looks like the Phantom. I want the Phantom. And I don't even want either one of those cars. But I just...
Why did it inspire you then?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound very inspirational.
It just sounded good when he said it. And I'm like, you know what? I need to work 10 times harder.
There you go.
All right, and Cher, by the way, also got the Icon Award. You know she's 71 years old?
Cher is that old?
She turned 71.
What do you mean she is that old? She
over the weekend, and she said, and I can do a 5-minute plank. I'm
Cher,
just saying.
The tall with the black hair, long hair?
I got you, babe. Sonny and Cher.
Old?
I thought she was older. What are you talking about?
I saw Cher at the Women's March. She looks great, by the way. Incredible. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Reports.
How old is the other one, the old lady? Betty, what's her name?
Betty White?
Betty White. How old is Betty White?
Almost dead.
Like 90.
That's how old she is.
All right.
Almost dead.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. The last night, NBA playoffs, Boston beat the Cavs 111-108. Now, the Cavs were up by 21 in the third quarter. They definitely should have won that game last night. Boston came back. Boston looked good. They didn't have Isaiah Thomas. They were hitting threes. Boston played hard in that fourth quarter.
I'm not going to lie. Salute to them, because it's really pointless to play hard because they're not going to win the series. So they're really just out there playing hard because they want to. So congratulations to those guys.
I don't think they're going to win the series either, but they played hard.
You don't think they're going to win the series?
No, they're not going to win the series.
I think that's a pretty sure bet, buddy.
All right, now tonight, what time they play? 9 o'clock, the Warriors play the Spurs, so we'll see what happens with that game. Now let's talk about the drive-in Times Square, Yee.
Yes, the driver in Times Square, 26-year-old Richard Rojas, told the New York Post in an interview while he was in jail on Saturday that he has no memory of what he did that killed an 18-year-old tourist and injured 20 other people. He's a 26-year-old Navy vet, and he said he basically just wanted to see the video footage. He didn't even believe that it could be him. He said he's been trying to get mental help.
He said he asked for help beforehand, right?
Yeah, he said he had tried to seek help in the days before the deadly crash happened. He went to a veteran center. He spoke with a mental health counselor. They told him he would call Monday. And today's Monday.
Goodness gracious.
You know, so he was arraigned Friday, and charges including second-degree murder. He's being held without bail. Now, they said he had glassy eyes, slurred speech, and he was unsteady on his feet. He told police he had smoked marijuana laced with PCP. But later on in this interview, he said he had no recollection of any of those statements. He said he does guess that his weed was laced with something, and they are doing a blood test, so they will have those results within the next few days.
Well, whether or not you get charged doesn't depend on if you remember. It depends on if we remember. We remember, okay?
But
so you need to have that same energy when you hit the gas that you have before you get sentenced.
If he went to a place to get some help, mental health, whatever it was.
The veterans, yeah.
And they say come back on Monday. That's kind of crazy, you know. I'm coming for help. That means I'm having problems. I might go a little crazy. And then you say, okay, come back Monday.
So what's that mean? What are you saying?
He probably needed help.
So you're saying he should get off?
Hell no, he shouldn't get off.
One of his friends is speaking out about it, and he's saying that he's a Navy veteran who had a tough time after his service. He came back with a drinking problem. His friend said, don't make him out to be a terrorist or something. He served his country, and when he came back, nobody helped him.
That's always sad. I hate the fact that, you know, veterans go off the war, and then they come back to America, and they're homeless and stuff like that. But the man committed a crime.
Right, but he had problems. He's not going to get committed with murder. He's not going to get convicted of murder. He'll probably go to a crazy house and he'll do some time there, a couple years, and then he'll be released.
Don't call it a crazy house.
That's what he called it.
A mental institution.
There you go.
That's not fair to the victim.
It's not fair.
Or the victim's family.
It's not fair, but he tried to get help. He served his country, and he's pretty effed up in the head. He needs help.
He needs help in jail. You put him in jail and still get him counseling and all that stuff like that.
All right. All right, what else we talking about, Yee?
Donald Trump was in Saudi Arabia over the weekend.
Oh, you show me him dancing. Oh, my goodness.
I put it on Twitter, too, if you want to see what it looked like when he was doing the traditional sword dance. But he had some things to say because he's always had a really tough stance and had some really negative things to say about Muslims and a lot of anti-Muslim rhetoric and proposals and trying to make sure no Muslims could enter the country. At one point, he had proposed that. And he still is trying to get this travel ban passed. All right, well, here is part of his speech.
America will not seek to impose our way of life on others, but to outstretch our hands in the spirit of cooperation and trust. I stand before you as a representative of the American people to deliver a message of friendship and hope and love.
Two things. He's not representing all American people because he's not representing me. And number two, I really think that whole thing was photoshopped, and I think that was a green screen and CGI. I do not think he was in the Middle East. No. I refuse to believe that they was really there.
Well, he also described Islam as one of the world's greatest faiths, and he called for tolerance and respect for each other. He's headed to Jerusalem today.
Does Donald Trump not remember what he said about Muslims the same way that guy don't remember running over people in Times Square? Like, isn't that the guy who just tried to implement the Muslim ban? Mm-hmm. Or has been trying to implement a Muslim ban?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here?
My goodness.
All right.
All right, well, that's front page news. When we come back, shoot your shot. All right, we give you an opportunity. If there's somebody you want to holler at, maybe somebody you work with, maybe somebody you just seen and you want to give them a chance, you want to give her a shot, whatever it may be, we'll help you out. 800-585-1051. Or you can always email us, breakfastclubam@gmail.com.
Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
Hey, Will, what's going on, bro?
Hey.
Now, you're about to shoot your shot. Explain to the people why you want to shoot your shot with this young lady.
All right, so I met this fly girl at my boy's wedding.
Did you say fly?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, man, he's 40 plus, I'm sure of
it. Definitely can tell.
It's okay.
Yeah. So my boy just got married, Jason, and like this one is from his bride's side. You know, one of her friends.
Okay.
And she's really fly. We hit it off. We were talking about how like fly the new Tribe album was and all that stuff.
Oh, it is.
There you go. Nice OG conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we were hitting it off. We were doing the dances. You know what I'm saying? We were doing the WAP together. You know what I'm saying? We were like,
you were doing the WAP.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. We were doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? So we said like, yo, we'll stay connected. We'll keep in touch. But it's been like a couple of weeks, and like I'm just trying to get back before it's too late. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So basically, y'all had a nice little situation at the wedding reception, and you haven't spoke to her since.
Yeah. I feel like right now is the time to just go for it before it's too late.
Because you haven't tried to reach out to her or call her or anything before this?
Nah, I've just been busy. You know what I'm saying? Like work and stuff, and like.
How do you know she didn't call you back because your WAP was trash, fam? Your WAP might have been trash, bro.
And you ain't trying to kiss her or nothing.
My WAP's tight, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't trying to kiss her or nothing. It was just dancing and good conversation.
Did some stuff, though. But, I mean, it was more like PG-13-ish, you know what I'm saying?
Well, tell me, you got to give us more details. What's PG-13 stuff? She let you touch her breasts?
You know, like little booty feeling up a little bit.
Hey. I'm gonna let you know.
That booty of hers.
If you're dancing and having good conversation and she lets you just touch her butt, you're her gay friend. Just want to throw that out there.
My goodness.
Just want to put that out there.
All right, but let's call her for the first time. And I'm disappointed in you that this is your first time reaching out if you had such a great time.
I know. It's on me, though. That's why I'm trying to try to salvage. You know what I'm saying?
All right, when we come back, we're going to call her. All right, good luck. Hold on.
Thank you.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Okay. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Will on the phone, and he's about to call Anika.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who is this?
You remember me? This is Will. Like, we met at my boy Jason's wedding. Jason and Jasmine's wedding. We were talking to each other. We were doing the WAP. We were feeling each other a little bit. Remember that?
How you doing? I kind of remember the wedding. Honestly, I was lit. It was a fun time. I drank way too much. What's up? What's going on?
I just wanted to follow up and be like, I'm just trying to holler, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with you? Like, maybe we could, you know, meet up and rendezvous a little bit, you know?
Rendezvous?
Yeah, no, see, I'm in a relationship, and I'm...
Wow.
My bad. Anika, my bad.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Anika.
We're the Breakfast Club. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. Good morning.
Man, Will was talking about how y'all was vibing the Tribe Called Quest.
He said he put his hand on your butt.
And I had a connection and everything.
You know what this was? This was a Tribe Called Curve. All right? Okay? This is daylight done.
But
all right?
Let me ask you, so did you have any type of feeling toward him?
She don't remember.
You don't even remember him?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you what he looked like.
Well, I told you your WAP was trash. Well, if you had a memorable WAP, she'd have remembered you.
Damn it, man.
All right?
Explain to the kids what a WAP is.
The WAP is like the Millie Rock of the 70s. Or 80s, 90s, all right?
The 80s,
man. 80s, 90s, okay? And if you had a good WAP, it was a good mating call, but clearly his WAP was trash. It didn't attract any member of the opposite sex, specifically Anika.
So, Anika, are you in a serious, serious relationship, or are you just dating?
No, I'm in a serious, serious relationship. I've been with my man for 4 years.
How would he feel about you whopping with somebody else?
He wasn't there. When you let your girl go to a wedding by herself, you know.
Yeah, feelings come out. Feelings come out. You start wondering when it's going to be your day. Will said he touched your ass. Is that true?
She don't remember.
I don't know. I'm going to go with no. But
all right, there you go. Okay. Just say no if you don't remember.
Well, I'm not going to be honest. Your WAP is trash. The way you called Anika this morning and tried to kick it to her was trash. Like, this
so bad for you, bro.
This is Wu-Tang Clan right here. Like, Wu-Tang Clan. Like, this is horrible. Like, you're terrible.
Damn it, man.
Wait. Can I talk to Anika, though? What was going on, though? Because, like, you in a relationship, so why were you, like, throwing it back at me that night?
You just love
first
getting curved.
First of all, it's Anika. Second of all.
Say, no need to get to a second of all, Anika. You don't remember him. He don't remember your name. We're sorry we bothered you this morning. Thank you for being a member called a tribe. Thank you for being the leader of a tribe called Curve. Thank you for playing our game. Shoot
thank
your
you,
shot.
Thank you, Anika. We appreciate you.
I'm sorry, guys.
Will, have a blessed day.
Goodness.
Will, next time, know the girl's name.
That was all bad.
Will said Anaka. Anaka is what Erykah Badu wears.
Those door knockers.
No, all that's right. Not door knockers. What do you call that thing? My wife got a tattoo on her back. The unk. I'm sorry.
You just called it a knock-up? Oh, my gosh. All right. Will and Charlamagne, be quiet. Let's keep going.
All right. We got rumors on the way. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne is telling me about a new show that's on Starz. What's it called?
Well, it's a new show based off a book I read a long time ago called American Gods. I don't really like too many fictional books, but the book got recommended to me by somebody, so I read it like a few years ago. It's by Neil Gaiman, and the show is called American Gods.
It's good?
The TV show is amazing. I didn't think the TV show was going to live up to the book, but the TV show is absolutely incredible.
Starz, I got to check that
out. It's only
been
4 or 5 episodes.
Okay.
You should watch it.
I'll check it out over the weekend.
And make sure you watch the gay scene when the guy has sex with the god. It's like, I don't know if the guy is supposed to be a god or a demon. Mm-hmm. But he's gay, and it's hilarious to me. I laughed. I laughed. Good. I thought it was funny.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Monique.
Listen up. It's just
in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Monique's been revealing a lot of different things about herself. In particular, just recently, this made the news. She talked about why she doesn't like Oprah, Lee Daniels, and Tyler Perry. She tells the whole backstory of what happened between her and Oprah. Check it out.
They had a very personal and intimate conversation about how we dealt with our families, how our families were trying to grab and take. I shared with Oprah Winfrey that me and my mother were not on good terms. I said to that sister, right now, shit is really bad. I'm going through it. She said, I understand. She never says anywhere in that conversation, Monique, I'm going to have your mother on the show. I'm going to have your father on the show.
So that's what I guess she feels like. She feels like Oprah used her molestation to create show content, and that really divided the family. Well, since she said these things openly about Oprah, Tyler Perry, and Lee Daniels, she said she has spoken to one of them. Here's what she had to say.
And I'm sharing it with y'all first. Tyler Perry did call my husband and I. And I want to give that brother credit where credit is due. We did talk to Tyler Perry last night. And we don't want to be the kind of folks that say this is what happened, but we don't want to say, you know, if a brother or sister called, that brother did pick up the phone and we did have a conversation. I said, brother, you know I got to let the know that you called and that we going to talk about it.
Tyler Perry better than me, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not saying this is an admission of guilt, but it seems like it's an admission of guilt because if somebody slanders me because they say I did something wrong to them, and I know I didn't do anything wrong to them, I'm going to throw a middle finger to them.
F them.
F you. But if you actually did do something to that person, then you'll reach out and be like, hey, I apologize. My bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, it takes a strong person to admit they did something wrong sometimes, too. And just instead of just holding a grudge against somebody for calling you out on it.
I bet you Oprah don't call.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's not. Now, more celebrities' homes have been robbed. Michael B. Jordan, his house got broken into a few weeks ago. They said he still hasn't revealed all the things that have been taken from his home, so they can't say how much money or how many items have been stolen.
I'm confused. Why?
Scott Disick.
Why don't they have cameras and alarm systems?
I mean, some people do. Michael B. Jordan's house, they got in after smashing a window. Nobody was home at the time. They said it seems to be pretty random. Now, Scott Disick's home was also burglarized, and they said the house was partially ransacked as well. And that's all because he was out of town. I guess people knew he was celebrating his 34th birthday in Vegas. Great time to break into somebody's house. So they broke in through a rare door, and deputies did respond. Nobody was home at that time.
Hey, all you attention-seeking guys on social media, now's the time to make a little viral video smelling some boxer briefs and say that you broke into Michael B. Jordan's house and these are his boxers.
What's wrong with you? Is that what you think of? Where did you get that from?
For all these guys that love to get attention from stupid viral videos, this is a good one. Now's your moment.
All right, Tank has some comments.
Shoot your shot.
about Lil Uzi Vert and Lil Yachty and just basically the way that they dress, because they've been getting a lot of flack. Mm-hmm. We've all seen how Lil Uzi Vert's been dressing, Lil Yachty as well. Well, Tank says that he is utterly disgusted. He said, I've never seen so many grown black men speak out against young black kids fighting to earn a living in this already difficult world. Yes, they're different, but so was MJ and Prince. Y'all still celebrate those men highly with no thought to their differences. The crazy part is that these kids actually represent positivity. So he's saying just because they don't fit in and they dress differently is no reason for us to make fun of them.
Why do people act like they didn't clown Prince back in the day? You ain't never heard your dad clowning Prince?
Yes.
You ain't never heard people clown Andre 3000? Like, people, they always did that. This is nothing new.
Yes, we actually have audio of Lil Uzi talking about the shirt he wore.
You get a lot of backlash from what you wear. Infamous 2400 shirt. What is your response to that? People think it's feminine.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
What?
They never felt these fabrics before.
What's the status of Love Rage 2?
Well, Love is Rage 2, it'll be out soon.
Yeah?
Like, really soon. Like, sooner than soon.
Yeah, people have such revisionist history when it comes to, like, I mean, they used to do sketches about Prince and clown him for walking around with his ass cheeks out. Okay, when you used to wear those pants. Like, what are you talking about?
Shirts versus blouses.
You didn't big up Prince.
So is it okay to wear a blouse? That's what I'm asking.
Anything's okay. You can wear whatever you want.
Listen, I don't care. I don't have enough time and energy to be worried about what the next person is
wearing. What about a pocketbook?
You wear them?
I don't wear no pocketbook.
Oh.
Pharrell is doing the Chanel campaign, and it's supposedly women's bags, and he's promoting those. Young Thug has my purse.
So if your friend jumps off the bridge, you're supposed to do it too? I'm just asking, is it okay?
I'm not saying that you have to, but what I'm saying is...
I don't care.
All right, I'm going to get you a purse for Christmas, Charlamagne.
As an individual, you do whatever you want to do.
I'm going to be honest with you. One thing I like about them young boys, they don't be sagging their pants. You damn near 40, and you still showing your red drawers every morning.
I don't sag my pants. I don't.
They wear their size, all right? It's fitted.
It's super
okay, their pants ain't hanging off their ass, all right?
I don't sag my pants.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss E, but stop checking on my ass. You're making me feel uncomfortable.
I can't help it. You walking around the room sagging all damn
I'm
day.
Going to human resources. You're making
I'm
me feel
just,
uncomfortable.
I'm sitting there like, this man got 10 kids, and he's still sagging
I don't
his
sag
pants.
My pants, but stop looking at my ass.
You don't have 10 kids is really what it is.
Oh, yeah, I don't have 10 kids either. Charlamagne, dog in the day. Who you giving that dog to?
If he got so many kids, he can't remember if he got 10 or not. It's close to it. What
are
you doing?
Donkey.
I said, who
are
you giving your donkey to?
Oh, donkey today is going to a young man named Scott Berkowitz, okay? He is a landlord in Brooklyn. We need to talk to him.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. Breakfast Club.
Yeah, donkey today for Monday, May 22nd, goes to Samuel Berkowitz. Now, if you don't know who Samuel Berkowitz is, he is a landlord in Brooklyn, okay? One of his properties is a Brooklyn building on Bedford Avenue and Quincy Street. Now, what makes this building so special? Well, on the side of this building is a mural of a man who would have celebrated his 45th birthday yesterday, Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G. Drop on the clues bombs for B.I.G., damn it.
This breaks my heart.
If I have to explain to you who the Notorious B.I.G. is, you're too young and this story is not for you. But those of us who are of age and grew up on B.I.G. and understand his greatness, then you will understand why this landlord is absolutely getting donkey of the day. Well, first of all, this mural was created by Rocco Alalu. Sorry, brother, if I can't pronounce your name. I can't pronounce nothing. And Scott Zimmerman. They're the creators of the King of NYC mural, and they put a post on Instagram saying that for the past year.
Mural.
What am I saying?
Mural.
Okay. Y'all know what I meant. It's a picture. It's a painting.
Let it go.
Okay. And they put a post on Instagram saying that for the past year, they have been working real hard to keep this, what is it?
Mural.
Mural. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me, damn it. Okay. But the landlord, Samuel Berkowitz, has other plans. See, the landlord always calls Spread Art NYC and says that neighbors are complaining about the, what is it?
Mural.
Yes, and the crowd it attracts, okay? According to Spread Art NYC, Samuel Berkowitz told them 4 months ago he will be doing construction that will be damaging the
mural.
And he will be opening windows on the wall to increase rent profit by $500.
Mm-mm-mm.
Also, according to Spread Art NYC, they offered $5,000, which they plan to gather from the community and fans not to open the windows. But that offer was declined. And according to Spread Art NYC, Samuel Berkowitz counter-offered by saying he wants $12.50 a month to keep the
mural
up. Okay, now Samuel Berkowitz doesn't care what y'all think. In fact, he asked, why should I keep it? I don't even see the point of the discussion. I could demolish the building if I wanted to. I don't need no permission from anyone except the DOB. Samuel Berkowitz is absolutely right. It's his property. If he doesn't want the picture of Biggie up, he can take it down. But when you ask why should you keep it up, then I fully understand that you don't know, don't show, and don't give a damn about the culture. Okay, Samuel, it's Biggie. The Notorious B.I.G. And it's Brooklyn. Okay, Biggie Smalls, Brooklyn. All right? Not to mention, it's not too many things more Brooklyn than Biggie. What's more Brooklyn than Biggie?
More Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's not too many things. This is when gentrification goes too far. Who is going to be the cultural translator that tells Samuel Berkowitz the importance of Biggie Smalls? A telltale sign, Samuel, that you shouldn't just remove this mural. Did I say it right?
Almost. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's because of the large crowds that gather to see it. That alone should let you know, hey, maybe this guy meant something to the borough. But not only did he mean something to the borough, he meant something to a whole culture of people all across the world. Now, I know people are thinking, $12.50 a month, Diddy can pay that. Jay-Z can pay that. You know, you're right. We just saw them, as 1 and 2 on the Forbes list. They got it, but here's the thing. They shouldn't have to pay it. Mm-mm. All right, Samuel Berkowitz should simply be keeping this up because it's the right thing to do. You're a landlord. Landlords should do what's best for the community and tenants of the building. If the community loves it, keep it up because the community is allowing you to peacefully exist there. So let the mural, did I say it right?
Mural.
The mural peacefully exists there, okay? Not to mention, Brooklyn has become the land of gentrification and green juice, so you need to keep elements of the old Brooklyn up, all right? You need things that pay homage to a less healthier moment in time. All right, Samuel Berkowitz, think about the biggest music or movie star you love. Multiply that by 100, and that's how much Biggie means to Brooklyn. That's why you should keep it up, Samuel, okay? Do you want to go down in history as A, the landlord that ruined Brooklyn, or B, the landlord that decided to do the right thing for the culture? If you choose to go with A, well, we're going to have to give you these sweet sounds of the Hamiltones. Can I just add one thing?
Uh-huh. And I just want to say, it would be one thing if he wanted to add these windows and had to get rid of it, but he's saying he could keep it there if you pay.
Yeah,
so it's not even that he wants to add these windows. It's just that he wants some money.
He wants the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Give Samuel Berkowitz the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
It's a petition on change.org to save the Biggie mural.
And the Brooklyn Nets posted something. If you go on their Instagram, they can tell you how you also can petition and work on getting this mural to stay.
Yeah, they want to make it a landmark, which it is. And which it should be and would be. I can't be mad at the man for wanting to get $12.50 a month, but it's the principle.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
We have some other great Biggie murals in Brooklyn, too. And Old Dirty Bastard, too, has a nice one.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051. In the room is early. We were talking about Lil Uzi Vert. There was a picture of him online that people were going crazy about. Now, he was allegedly wearing a blouse.
Well, yeah. Allegedly.
Was it a blouse? I'm not sure.
It's a blouse.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a Freddy Krueger sweater to me. I don't know what
it was. It wasn't a sweater.
It wasn't a sweater?
A blouse, and there's pictures of Young Thug. He's wearing a Chanel bag. He's actually performing on stage with a Chanel bag.
And Lil Uzi Vert had the Goyard bag as well.
Goyard what? Pocketbook?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Is that okay? Are you guys okay with your favorite rappers wearing blouses and pocketbooks?
Should we just stop judging these kids and just say, okay, this is just a new era of how young people dress now, young men?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at it, you're like, okay, this generation dressed like girls, right?
Right.
And our generation, prior to us, dressed like thugs.
Right.
That's just the truth to the matter.
The rock stars used to wear makeup and wear really tight leather pants with their shirts open.
Right.
And do all of that.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Okay, are you cool with your favorite rappers wearing heels, blouses, and pocketbooks? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. coming out of the rumors, we were talking about Lil Uzi Vert. People were talking about a blouse that he was wearing.
Right.
And we were also talking about Young Thug. He recently performed on stage wearing a pocketbook.
And he wore dresses in the past.
He wore dresses in the past. So we're asking, are you cool with it? Is it okay with you guys?
I don't care what those young boys do. They kids. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not sitting around investing time and energy into what they're wearing. Do I like to see men looking feminine? No. But I'm minding my business. I will say this, though. There's never been an era of hip-hop where a pocket of hip-hop artists didn't look ridiculous or look feminine. Okay. Andre 3000 used to get judged for his looks. People would ask if he was gay. CeeLo wore a damn wedding dress. Go look at any old video from the 90s and tell me those brothers didn't look ridiculous. This era, the jeans too tight. The 90s, the clothes was too big. I saw a picture from the 90s the other day. I think it might have been an old Desert Storm picture. You, Joe Budden, yeah. Fabulous, Clue. And I'm like, what were they hiding in their jeans?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, y'all jeans is big for no reason. I saw it was an old
shirt for 6X.
For no reason.
Yeah, it was pretty dumb.
Come on.
But let me ask you a question. See, I agree with you. I don't care. You know, wear what you want to wear. You want to feel free? Feel free. Feel be free. But now let me ask you a question, right? You have a son.
Yes,
sir.
No, I don't.
All right. So, if you had a son.
No, I don't have a son.
See, this is what I hate. I don't have a son.
I don't want my son dressing like this. That's my thing.
That's how I look at it. Like, I don't care what anybody else wears. But now my son comes home and he says, Dad, I want to get that new pocketbook Young Thug had because I like the way he rocked it.
I don't like men looking feminine. I'm sorry.
I just don't.
Especially, listen, if you're gay and that's your thing and you decide you want to, or you're a cross dresser, that's you. Cool. But if you claim to be a straight man and, you know, you feminizing yourself, that looks a little
like
crazy.
Some people can
I don't care.
I feel like some people get away with it pretty well. Like, you know, Tank mentioned, Prince definitely used to wear heels.
He used to get clowned. My daddy used to
clown.
You know,
but you know what's funny? When I was growing up, I never even thought about that. I just love Prince.
You didn't think about Prince wearing heels?
Nah, I never thought about it.
My daddy used to make jokes about Prince all the time and still love Prince and still play his music. Prince used to get clowned and Living Color would make sketches of Prince. Yep. All like everybody.
And then you look
at
all those big hair bands and how they used to have the big, use a lot of hairspray and have makeup
That's
on.
Rock and roll. That ain't hip hop.
Speaking of hip hop, go look at old hip hop videos from the 90s. Go look at an old Wu-Tang video. And ask yourself, what the hell was wrong with them?
Right.
All right. I mean,
I think they look great.
Whether it was their hair all wild, or they would wear the shades with one lens in it. Like, everybody had crazy fashion statements. The gold fangs.
I agree. I'm with you. You do what you want to do. You
now
want to be free,
fashion
be free.
Is a lot more gentle.
But if my son come home wearing a blouse or said, Gia, hey, mommy, can I borrow your blouse or your heels? I don't want you to be feminine.
Plus, they're not the same size. We don't need him stretching out Gia's shoes.
You're right.
What looks stupid, though? Walking around in a blouse or walking around in a bulletproof vest everywhere you go? Huh? What looks dumber?
The blouse?
No. Well, I'd rather the blouse. Because the bulletproof vest says that you ain't living right and you think people want to kill you. All right? You look much freer in a blouse. All right? I bet you Troy, I would rather wear a blouse.
No, he wouldn't. Hello, who's this?
This is Rocky.
Hey, Rocky, how do you feel about these rappers wearing blouses, pocketbooks, women's clothes?
Listen, these kids are confused, man. I mean, I heard Angela talk about, you know, back in the day, people wearing, you know, heels and whatnot. But, you know, those were costumes at that time. These kids aren't putting on costumes now. They're wearing their...
No, you're making excuses for your era,
brother. Yeah, no, because a lot of times they're on stage performing. Mm-hmm. You know, Young Thug had on his purse while he was performing. Lil Uzi Vert had just gotten off stage in that outfit.
You're making excuses for your era. What makes you think that they was in costume, but the guys now aren't?
Hello, who's this?
This is Tashina.
Hey, Tashina. What do you think about your favorite rappers wearing blouses and pocketbooks and stuff?
It is not okay for a young man to be wearing blouses and pocketbooks. I think at this point, it is time for the older generation to step in and to tell these people how they're supposed to dress because they're influencing children.
How can we tell them how to dress when they can go look at old pictures of us and we had on size 48 jeans and we were size 34s in the waist? Our pants look like dresses.
You're still dressed like men, not like females. You're not wearing blouses and dresses.
By the way,
those big white t-shirts did look like dresses.
Exactly. Those big white 7XTs look just like dresses.
They were t-shirts. 800-585-1051. We're talking about your favorite rappers. Lil Uzi Vert, Young Thug. They're wearing pocketbooks.
They're
wearing blouses.
I think y'all care too much, man.
What do you think? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking Lil Uzi Vert and Young Thug. Now, Lil Uzi Vert, they've been talking about him the last week. He's wearing a blouse, and people are making fun of his blouse and saying it's going a little too far. Young Thug recently performed on stage wearing a Chanel pocketbook. So we're asking, is that okay? You cool with it?
I'm a, like I said, but I don't care what the young boys are doing because they're young. They'll outgrow it. It all looks dumb.
When I mean, you can only get away with this if you're young. You can't be like...
That's what I'm saying. All of us only got away with this stuff because we was young. Go back and look at the way we used to dress in our 20s. Whether you're trying to dress like a thug or you looking feminine, you all look ridiculous.
I mean, you got to care about the youth if you have kids because, you know, I don't care what any kid does. You want to be free, be free. I'm not judging you.
You just let your daughter watch Paid in Full this weekend. Shut the hell up. She's 15.
That's history.
All right? Oh, that's history.
That's history.
Okay.
That's
so
history.
When she wants to start dressing like a drug dealer from the 80s, no. Then you're going to be cool with that?
No.
Huh?
But if my son comes home wearing a pocketbook, I'm going to be like, look, son, this is not it.
What if your son goes to school acting like Rico from Paid in Full?
I'm going
to
tell him that's not it, too.
But that's your fault. You turned him on to that.
No, I did not turn him on.
Yes, you did. You said, hey, watch Paid in Full. He thinks Rico's cool.
I'm not
going to
lie. It'd be cool if Logan started acting like that.
No, I told him to watch Transformers. He don't think he's Optimus Prime.
Yo, if Logan starts acting like O-Dog, that would be incredible.
Hello, who's this?
All right, this is CJ out of Jacksonville. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, what's up, man? What do you think about these kids wearing blouses and pocketbooks, bro?
Hey, man, I'm not with it. I'm not with it at all. Like I was telling the lady, you know, back in the day, we didn't dress like Prince. You know, they might have made those performance clothes, but those clothes weren't available to us in the market. Same thing with, like, P. Diddy and Mace. When they come out in their flashy suits with glitter all on them, we couldn't go back and repeat that. The difference now is that it's available in the market, and it's doing nothing but feminizing our black young men. And, you know, anyone who likes to be like us. It's a European style, and they've been dressing feminine in Europe for years. It's been for decades. And that's never been an American culture. It's never been a hip-hop culture or anything else. But now that they have this new avenue where they can get these guys to go out there and dress like this, it's completely killing us.
All right. By the way, if you wanted to cut your ass out of your pants, you could have did that back in the day. And by the way, what about... Listen, Cam used to walk around in pink. Pink furs. Pink was a color that was reserved for women.
Yeah, he did. But pink is not reserved for women. Everybody wore pink.
No, after Cam did it.
No, Joe always wore pink.
After Cam did it, guys
weren't
wearing
pink. Let's
keep
it real. People did feel like it was weird that Cameron was wearing pink at first.
Yes.
He kind of was a trendsetter. Did you just ask me if
Cam.
I wore pink?
See what I'm saying?
What is wrong with you?
You're making excuses for your era.
Hello?
At the time when Cam wore pink, it looked crazy. Pink was for girls. Blue was for boys.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is that.
Hey, Chevette, what do you think about your favorite rappers wearing pocketbooks and blouses?
Listen, these kids are young, and trends change with every era. Men used to wear crop tops, shiny bell-bottom pants. It changed. Let these kids wear what they want to wear, because when they get a little older, they ain't going to wear that thing. They're not going to wear pocketbooks and things. Let them be fit.
Right now, I'm looking at a picture in the New York Post of performer Freddie Mercury, and he is wearing a unitard while he's on stage performing with the whole front
cut out of
it. But
like Envy said, that's not hip hop. But I get, but Uzi doesn't claim to be hip hop.
Yeah, they call themselves rock stars.
He's a rock star.
So okay. That's my point. He's a rock star.
All right. Hello, who's this?
The boy Ghost, yeah.
Oh boy, where you from? New Orleans?
Yeah, man. Born and raised, yeah.
You wearing blouses and purses down there, bro?
Hell no.
What do you think about?
Don't say hell no, nah, like we ain't see Lil Wayne and Baby Kiss.
Hey, listen, man. You know that's them boys, man. They stay in their own lane. You know what I mean?
Now, what do you think about it?
I just feel like, man, they just feminizing the male image too much. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, do you have a problem with these young kids wearing it though? Does it bother you?
I got kids myself. You know, being that I got two boys, I do got a problem because my sons don't look up to them one day. You know what I mean?
Well, you ain't doing your job as a father then if your kid's looking up to them.
No. Hey, listen. You got to be your kid's first influence.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. You know, I think a lot of fathers, you got to be your kid's first influence. They got to look at you and say, I want to be like my daddy. I think that's the main thing. There was a party this weekend, and it was a girls' party. My daughter went to it. And there was one boy there, and, you know, the girls were putting on tutus, and the mom put the boy in a tutu. And I was like, we wanted to tell her, like, maybe you shouldn't do that.
Listen, I'm not for
it's none of your business.
It's none of my business. Right. You're right.
I'm not for the feminization of the male in America, but these kids are young, and trends do change. And I will tell y'all, go look at any 90. Go look at Method Man Bring the Pain video and ask yourself, would you have gotten on that bus or that train? With all those wild hooligan-looking ass dudes with the white contact lenses in it, looking like all their eyeballs are white and their hair braided all crazy, would you have? Huh?
All right. What's the moral of the story? Is that the moral? That's your moral?
The moral of the story is wear what you want, okay? Like, forget the rules. If you like it, wear it. Because guess what? You're going to look back I don't care what Young Thug say, Lil Uzi. All of them going to look back 20 years from now and say, damn, we looked ridiculous. I guarantee it. Because do you envy when you look back at your old pictures?
Absolutely.
Okay, so do I. We all do. I mean, 20 years from now, you're going to look back and say, damn, I look ridiculous. So go ahead. Enjoy your life.
Look ridiculous and have fun doing it.
Exactly.
All right, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we will be talking about Venus and Serena Williams donating $1 million. We'll tell you to what organization. Also, Ja Rule being investigated now by the FBI.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Well, people seem to feel that Nicki Minaj was going at Cardi B on her song Swish Swish. Well, really, Katy Perry's song Swish Swish. Now, here is the verse that everyone's talking about.
Pink Ferragamo sliders on deck. Silly rap beats just give me more checks. My life is a movie, I'm never offset. Me and my amigos, no, not offset. Swish, swish, all, I got them upset. But my shooters, I make them dance like dubstep. Swish, swish, all, my haters is upset. Cause I make them, they get much less.
All right.
Who was that supposed to be a diss to?
Well, some people feel Cardi like B. She's talking about Cardi B.
What? Either people are reaching or people just make up stuff on social media and everybody runs with it, because I didn't hear the diss.
She said, silly rap beefs just get me more checks. My life is a movie. I'm never offset. Me and my amigos, no, not offset. But then I think the real reason people also thought that was because Cardi B then posted this shortly after the song came out.
This right here is so fake. Your idols dead ass become rivals, and that's so whack, because it's like, why the fuck it gotta be like that, my like, bitch, I used to look up to you.
I think everybody started tweeting Cardi, telling Cardi that Nicki was dissing her, and then Cardi went to Instagram Live, because that was not a diss to you.
No,
Cardi,
either.
Come on.
Right, so who knows? But in the meantime, Nicki Minaj has been donating money to help a village in India build an infrastructure. So she's been helping this village, she said, for over a year. This is the kind of thing that makes me feel the most proud. The money I've sent to this village in India for the last couple of years via my pastor has gotten them a computer center, a tailoring institute, a reading program, and two water wells. We complain about the most ridiculous little things when some people don't even have clean water. Blessings to India. Our work is far from done. I'll tell you guys more about my charity work in the near future. In case you'd like to be a part of it, love.
Okay. Oh, drop one of Clues Bombs for Nicki Minaj, damn it.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's a good thing.
All right, now Venus and Serena Williams are donating $1 million to the ATA, the American Tennis Association. Now, the reason this even exists was because a century ago, the U.S. Lawn Tennis Association had a policy that banned African-American players. So that's when the American Tennis Association was born. It's about to celebrate its 100th anniversary, and Venus and Serena are playing a major role in helping them cement their legacy. They want to make sure that African-American kids get every opportunity to thrive in tennis. So they're going to do a brand new location. They're relocating to South Florida, to Miramar. And they're also going to have a national training center for young African-American players. In the past 5 years, they've done this event every year. And more than 3,000 amateur and junior tennis players and their families took part. So a lot of people really, really credit the success to African-American kids playing tennis to the Williams family as well.
I wonder how much, how significant was the rise in black kids playing tennis because of Venus and Serena.
I'd love to know that. 100%, because they're definitely role models to a lot of these young children out there, and some kids who might have never thought about playing tennis or whose parents might not have ever thought of that.
Yeah, I'm sure it rose, but I'd like to know how much. You know what I mean?
It's probably hard to tell exactly, but
They can probably tell from the programs, how many programs they had to create and start from tennis. Because when I was a kid, there was one tennis program, because I played tennis as a kid, that we had to go into Long Island, which is more of a Caucasian white area, to play tennis.
Well, I played tennis in high school, too, but we had tennis courts at my school because I went to private school.
Oh, no, we didn't.
In Brooklyn, so. All right, Ja Rule and Billy McFarlane, the founders of the Fyre Festival, are now facing an FBI investigation, and that is for possible mail, wire, and securities fraud, according to the New York Times. It was supposed to be a two-weekend-long music event, and according to reports, obviously, it was canceled the first day, so millennials did not get the Instagram perfect festival that was promised to them. A lot of employees haven't been paid. Our local restaurant owner says that they are owed $134,000, and all kinds of lawsuits now. There's a $100 million federal class action lawsuit. There's people that are saying they didn't get their loans paid back. That's another $3 million lawsuit. Mm. All kinds of issues. So we'll see what happens with this FBI investigation as well.
All right.
Sheesh. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.